What? 100 episodes. This calls for a celebration. We're going to the salon, Mama. I've got a new cover art and an updated intro. Now, nothing is changing on the inside. I'm just fluffing up the outside and putting on a new coat of paint, if you will. If you're in my Facebook group, thank you for voting on which choices you like best. I so appreciate your feedback and you helping me make this podcast exactly what you want it. So let's take a listen. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully and, in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms. But, spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sun. Before we do today's episode, I want to read you this review from Megan. It's titled The Best Podcast for ADHD Moms. Oh, Patricia, how you get me through every day. Being home with a baby during a pandemic when you have ADHD is hard. Every day is a challenge, and when I'm looking for guidance or feeling like my brain is on a loop, this podcast gets me through. As soon as I put my baby down for a nap, I put in my headphones and listen to Patricia while I go about my chores. It's become a little daily ritual that has helped me oh so much. I was diagnosed with ADHD 2 years ago and have been studying it ever since, trying to make sense of my brain. This podcast is by far my favorite resource because not only is it chock full of helpful tips, great info, and positive vibes, but it's directed at mothers with ADHD. It couldn't be more perfect for my current state in life. I'm not kidding when I say it gets me through the day. I always feel better about my situation after listening. Keep doing what you're doing, Patricia. I need you. You're my friend, and we've never even met. Lots of heart emojis. Well, can I tell you, I have since met Megan, and she is as adorable as this review is, and I cannot tell you how much your reviews mean to me. They just light up my soul, Mama. But guess what else I learned? I can only see the iTunes reviews for the people who live in the US. If you are in another country, I can't see your review. I was like, oh, what? Because sweet Megan here lives in Canada and I couldn't see her review. So if you have done a review and you do not live in the US, would you please screenshot it and send it to me so that I can read it on the podcast? Like, that would legitimately, like, totally make my day. Please, send me an email. Show me your review. I want to read it on the podcast. Okay, let's dive in. For today's Q&A, we're talking about expectations. I often see the question phrase something like, I just can't make it through the day. Like, I use up all my energy in the morning, and then I tank in the afternoon, and then sometimes I can get some stuff done after the kids are in bed, but how do I just, like, use my day more productively? And this question comes down to our expectations. What are you expecting your day to look like? What are you expecting of yourself? Because on one hand, I will say, like, if you're struggling in the afternoons, you do want to make sure that you don't have some kind of underlying health issue going on, that you don't have enough energy to get through the day. If you feel like something's truly wrong, yeah, we want to look into that. But what I do wonder is, perhaps our expectations are just unrealistic. A lot of times we look at other people, other moms, and see all the stuff that they're doing and think that we need to do that too. But are we just looking at the highlight reel? I feel like we as ADHDers hold ourselves to such a crazy standard that's not possible. Like, it's not realistic. Even people who are neurotypical don't go hard all day long from sunup to sundown and stay healthy. Sure, you can push yourself like a crazy person all day long, but at some point you start to feel the pain. I was reminded of this week because we had, one of our giant oaks in our yard, actually two of them. They were sick and we knew they weren't going to be around too much long, but this crazy freeze in Texas just took them out and we had to have two huge oaks in our yard removed. And they're both at least 65 years old. We counted the rings. And I'm watching the guys cut the tree down and it's summer in Texas. It is hot. And the guys kept taking breaks. And at first you think like, oh, shouldn't they like keep going? Why are they stopping so much? But then I'm like, Patricia, these guys are working hard in the heat. It's like 90 something degrees. They're doing back-breaking work. And if they don't take care of themselves, they won't make it to the end of the day. Like you can't work in this heat, lugging giant logs around and not take a break. Your body will not survive. That is a normal thing. Like you need to protect yourself from heat stroke. You need to hydrate. You need to let your muscles rest or you'll never make it to 5 p.m. So why is it that we expect ourselves to go, go, go all day long? Why is it not okay to enjoy your kids in the morning and do a fun thing and then rest and relax in the afternoon so that you have enough energy to make dinner and have a peaceful bedtime instead of Medusa mom showing up? I was talking about this with Sam Hugh. Instagram handle is ADHD_girls. I love what she's doing. She's doing all these interviews with ADHD women, and we were talking this week, and we have this expectation of ourselves through perfectionism and anxiety that like, we're supposed to do all the things. We're supposed to just go, go, go. We're supposed to be perfect. And that's not realistic. Like, no human goes at like the same level all day long. We are meant to take breaks. We are meant to rest. We are meant to fluctuate. We're not robots. We're people. And this is something that I've really had to take to heart. Here at the Sung House, it's been a rough time. Things have been stressful with my health, which if you want to learn more about it, it's on Instagram. I'm dealing with some chronic health issues, which are slowly getting better. I have mold toxicity and I have psoriatic arthritis. And at this point, I don't know if they're related or they're two separate things. We'll see as things unfold. But I'm having to learn a lot of patience, which is not my strong suit. And I've really had to learn over the last year and a half to take it easier. I have to lower my expectations. And I think that's been a lesson that I would not have learned if I hadn't been sick, because I just push myself so hard. I expect so much of myself that I don't slow down. I didn't slow down until I had to. So I'm dealing with the health issues. I am making slow improvements, but realistically, I've got probably a year and a half before I'm close to being normal. My husband's work has been really stressful, which means the house is more stressful. We're dealing with both of our aging parents. And on top of it, like it's the summertime. And I told myself that I would step back and not do as much work because I want to enjoy this time that my kids are home. And things have been such a flurry that I realized I didn't really feel like I was doing that. Like I set out this priority of spending more time with my kids this summer and I haven't been. I was doing it under the guise of I'm trying to get everything ready for July and August so that I can slow down. But that meant that I was actually doing a lot of stuff in June to keep up. And it just wasn't aligning with the priorities that I set, the goals that I set, what I told myself I wanted, what I chose. And I had to do some thinking about it. So I've decided that I really am going to take off some time in July, spend quality time with my family, and honor that energy level. Here's the thing, Mama, we have ADHD and energy regulation is not one of our strong points. We are not going to be able to go at the same speed all day long, every day, week after week, month after month. That's not realistic for anybody, but certainly not for us. So I am going to accept that ADHD affects my energy levels and say, you know what? It's time for a break. So what does that mean for you? Well, I'm going to take a couple weeks off in July and I'll be back in August. Part of me is super bummed because I'm so excited about the next two episodes, but I'm following through. So I want you to get ready when we're back. Episodes 101 and 102 are with Dr. Edward Hallowell. Kind of fangirling over here. I was so excited to talk with him. Like legitimately, like boy band level tween girl excited to talk with him. So we'll start off next season with a bang. In the meantime, if you miss my voice, what I want you to do is go take a look for my course that I've been talking about for the last few months, How to Keep a Calendar with ADHD. Well, it's ready, except I've added more to it. It also is encompassing to-do lists, so I've renamed it to be Daily Planning for ADHD Moms. The mamas who tested the class out for me, shout out to all you ladies, hey! I so appreciate their feedback. It is gold. So this class is amazing in order to get your day together. If you're wishing that you felt confident about your day and you just want to know, like, where do I need to be? When do I need to be there? And what do I have to do today? This class is for you. I want you to sit down at the end of the day and be like, wow, I showed up well. I feel productive and accomplished. I created Daily Planning for ADHD Moms because I want to teach you how to keep your calendar and how to organize your to-do list. And when you learn these skills from another ADHD brain, they make sense. Like, the videos are short, you'll be able to keep up with the commitments that you've made and feel confident in how you organize your day. You will walk away with an easy to stick to 3-step system to keep up with your calendar and a simple way to sort through the giant to-do list and figure out what actually matters. Plus, we have a weekly accountability group that's going to be starting in September. So you can come ask questions when you're stuck and jump on the wagon once again when you fall off, because you know you're going to fall off. That's just how ADHD works. But now you know what to do because you've prepared for that. So if you're ready to figure out your day in a way that makes sense both for mom life and for an ADHD brain, I want to help you make it happen. I know August is totally crazy with all of the back to school stuff. There's so much to keep track of, the field trips and the extracurriculars, like way more things to write down on your calendar than normal. So I'm offering a back to school bonus to get you started on the right foot. And if you have littles that aren't in school yet, don't worry, the bonus is still for you too, because you'll be doing all of these extra activities in no time at all. I want you to sign up for the class before August 27th. And you'll get 20% off the class. It's perfect timing because it's right before the accountability group starts. It's 30 minutes every week where we check in and I'm there to answer your questions and help you get unstuck, make sure that you know what you need to do and keep you going. When I told my coach that I was going to give a weekly accountability group in this class for this price, she's like, Patricia, you're crazy. But I want it to be super ADHD friendly. Like, I want you to know that, like, come October, if you look back and you're like, ooh, I have not been doing this. Like, I don't want you to beat yourself up. I want you to just come back to the accountability group, like, get yourself back on track and keep going. Our ADHD is going to take us off track. That's just, it's a given. But I want you to get back on track instead of beating yourself up about it. And when it's December and the seasons are changing and it's crazy, you can be like, okay, I learned this already. We talked about this. It's an ADHD obstacle. The seasons change and I'm having trouble transitioning. You can go back, listen to the module again, get back on track. Like, this is meant for your brain to work with you and not against you. I'm also giving you like a whole month to decide before the back to school bonus goes away. It's like extended time accommodations for you, mama. If you miss the deadline for the back to school bonus on August 27th, it's totally fine. Like, you can still sign up in September. There's no like hard cutoff. You can still join. So no stress, but that gives you time here to figure out, like, how do I make time for this? Well, you know what? It's only like 2 hours of video to watch or you listen to. And so where can you fit that in? Can it be during folding laundry time? Like, you've got time to figure out how you're going to pay for the class. I'm like, girl, you just don't go to Target on next Tuesday. Like, that would save you enough money to pay for the class, because every time I go into Target with like 3 things on my list, I come out with a whole cart full of stuff. That right there will save you enough money to pay for the class. But more importantly, like, this class is more valuable than all that junk you're buying in the cart at Target. These skills are changing your life for the better. This is an investment in you and your family. Like, you're going to see the benefits of these skills that you are learning and putting into place for years. I cannot wait to see you feel confident and competent in how you run your family life. Like, we're making this happen. So sign up for the class. You're going to go to bit.ly/ADHD plan. It's all lowercase, all one word. bit.ly/ADHD plan and sign up. And the 20% off back to school bonus goes through August 27th. So happy 100th episode, Mama. I am so glad that we're here together. And I am going to enjoy my next month or so of vacation. And I want you to think about how is it that you can lower the expectations and be realistic with yourself on what's doable with your ADHD and what's okay to let go. Give yourself a little grace. Enjoy your summer. And I'll see you in August and hopefully in the class. That's one more time the website, bit.ly/ADHD plan. So have an amazing day, successful mama, and we'll talk soon. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.